मनमोहन वारिस, कमल हीर, अतीश संतार, टिकटा लई टिकट मास्टर .ca ते जाओ। वधेरे जानकारी लई कॉल करो टीम फॉर एंटरटेनमेंट 905-793-1234।
10 दिन हो गए तेन स्नेहा लाए नू, पर तू इग्नोर ही कर रहा। हूं फोन इग्नोर हो जूगा, गोलियां इग्नोर नहीं होनी। आपका आप परिवार का ध्यान रखी, फिर ना कहीं भी दसिया नहीं।
जस्टिन ट्रूडो दी सॉफ्ट ऑन क्राइम पॉलिसीज़ की वजह नाल एक्सटॉर्शन राइज से है। लिबरल्स ने एक्सटॉर्शन ते पेनल्टीज भी घटा दितियां हन। इस दौरान पीयर पॉलीएफ एक्सटॉर्शन दे अगेंस्ट बिल लेके आए सन, अते जस्टिन ट्रूडो ते जगमीत सिंह ने इस दे खिलाफ वोट की थी। हुन सिर्फ कॉमन सेंस कंजरवेटिव्स ही कैनेडा दा माहौल ठीक कर सकते ने। ब्रॉट टू यू बाय पीयर पॉलीएफ एंड कैनेडाज कंजरवेटिव।
पाकिस्तान पैसे भेजना अब हुआ आसान। यूज लेम्फाई फॉर इंटरनेशनल ट्रांसफर्स। कनाडा से पाकिस्तान पैसे मिनटों में पहुंचते हैं, बराहे रास्त जिसको आप भेजना चाहें। बेहतरीन एक्सचेंज।
मुद्दे लाख बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। एवरीवन और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव।
Sitaram, Sastrekar, Jai Guru Datta, Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum and welcome everybody, welcome to Shabnam Radio. Welcome to the Saturday before you head on back out to school. Welcome to Trinidad and Tobago's independence. Happy independence, TNT. My name is Rishud Aziz and I'm here to keep you company. Hope you would stay with us until 4 o'clock. Well, we have a nice program lineup for you and I want to say hello and to our Master Control. Master Control, again at WTR, want to say hello and thank you for being there for us. We continue to keep you company and of course Trinidad and Tobago is celebrating its 62nd anniversary as an independent nation. And of course, we want to start off with this election to all Trinbagonians. Happy independence. Okay, let me see. What is your problem with the camera? Google on this computer and look for sweet Trinity de Bone. Look for videos for Trinidad and Defender. Yeah, look for some song. Of course, that's Sweet TNT by Natasha Wilson on Shabnam Radio, kicking us off on this Independence Day. Trinidad and Tobago's independence, and we here in Toronto, Canada, we are indeed celebrating. A beautiful Twin Island Republic is celebrating our independence. Trinidad and Tobago, and I know some of us would be thinking, well, every creed and race might find an equal place in your opinion, but again, this is a song done by Natasha Wilson. And of course, for the most part, indeed, we are indeed a cosmopolitan nation. And there are times, depending on which government, that holds true. You don't really get an equal space. But then again, where in the world do you get an equal place and space? Well, we continue with the program. We are here to keep you company. My name is Richard Aziz again, and those of you joining us for the first time, I want to say hello and welcome. Welcome indeed. We are on every Saturday from what time is this, boy? 1 o'clock. 1 to 4. To Wati. Hello, Wati. Wati. You know, my sister Wati is always listening, and of course, Barbara, and who we have again, Pinky, and Sandra, and the rest at the Authentic Trinity Cuisine. Again, good morning, everybody. Well, good afternoon. I was there earlier today, early today, and boy, they have a nice breakfast. Well, I have options. I got the shatain and pumpkin prayers food with some nice curry mango and paratha roti. So if you're in the area, check them out at William Parkway and Torbram. Nice, tasty, tasty food. So again, to the ladies in the back, stay with us as I keep you company. And again, thank you for all your kindness and your great encouragement and support. Thank you very, very much. Well, we have some more music to play for you. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have a session here that I want to do as we bring some spirituality to the show today and evokes God's blessings on the children and parents as we get ready for another school year. So stay with us. This is Shabnam Radio. Swapa tan tan tan
join us as we celebrate our vibrant culture with Dipawali Jalsa 2024, an evening of non-stop entertainment that you won't want to miss. Bring the entire family for a night filled with joy, music, and dazzling performances. Presented by the Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha, featuring the energetic Omesh and the Wave Band, along with the mesmerizing talents of Hurricane Himlata Dindial from Trinidad and Tobago, Sunil Patel, Vaishali Bhatt, and for a touch of sparkle, Toronto's longest Dipawali pageant is back. Captivating dances by STCC Dance Academy, and much more. Join us and be part of a night of cultural celebration. Saturday, October 19th at the prestigious Pinecrest Event Center, 17 Final Court, Woodbridge. Ticket $65, which includes admission, appetizers, a buffet dinner, dessert, pop, coffee, and tea. Remember, all proceeds will go toward the Mandir's kitchen renovation. Come share in the magic of Dipawali Jalsa 2024. Early bird tickets only $65 until quantities exhausted. For tickets, visit TicketGateway.com or call 647-852-9130.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
This is Shabdam Radio. Again, we are here keeping you company. And with the kids getting ready to go back to school, some of them, or most of them, on the 3rd, coming Tuesday, we thought it would just be appropriate if we could get some of our spiritual leaders to give us a call in and share with us, you know, a word of prayer, a word of encouragement, not only to children, but their parents indeed. So stay with us. We will be talking to shortly Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari of the Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir. As we extend to our dear beloved Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari, a warm welcome, Jai Sitaram, and welcome to the program again, Pandit.
Jai Sitaram, my brother Richard, and to your viewers, Jai Sitaram to everyone. It's always a pleasure to be with you, my brother Richard, and your audience. And thank you for doing this special service for our community. You're one of the only persons who think about these unique ways of encouraging our children and serving our community. So thank you for doing this special program whereby we pray for our children and encourage them as they go back to school.
Well, Pandit, you know, the thing is that I have heard it from a couple of families, and let me tell you, it is so difficult. It's like if for Christmas and a parent doesn't have money to buy a present for a child, so too when it comes to school, and some parents don't have the means to get a new backpack, don't have the means to get a new shoes or uniform or books, it's not easy. And I'm not only talking about Guyana, Trinidad. I have to deal with some stories here, right here in Canada. So I know it's a tough time for a lot of people, and I think this, if we remind them that God is here, and of course, as kids get back to school, some of them would be nervous, some of them might have everything in their backpack, but you know, peer pressure, the routine would change, they're out of summer holidays and getting back and getting ready to go to school. So with you and your calming voice and some advice and a prayer, we really welcome it. And I wanted to let our listeners know, every time, I'm so blessed that I, or lucky, every time I get to Pandit and I ask him to come on, I'm not sure, we're always lucky to get him. You know, and I try with other things, sometimes it's so difficult. But yes, he is here with us. So, Pandit, the airways is yours. Go right ahead. Again, thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Richard. So, children and parents, I know it's a little challenging time. First and foremost, I'd like to offer a special prayer to Saraswati Ma. And in this prayer, we're praying that Saraswati Ma bless all our children. May she bless them with knowledge. My friends, knowledge can be of two kinds, secular knowledge, we go to school from kindergarten to university, and then spiritual knowledge, they should also receive spiritual knowledge from their spiritual places of worship. So I pray in my humble way to Saraswati Ma, may she bless you children, may she fulfill your desires, may she bless you with spiritual and secular knowledge. Please join with me as we pray together. Om Saraswati Namastubhyam Varade Kamarupini Vidyarambham Karishyami Siddhir Bhavatume Sada Shri Maha Saraswatyai Namaha Om Shante Shante Shante. So children, we pray that Saraswati Ma bless you so that you may be successful in gaining knowledge. It is quite challenging sometimes to go to school and there's peer pressure, as my brother Richard just mentioned. So many factors you have to take into account, children. But please remember, you are building a solid foundation now for your career. Choose your career and try your best. There may be distractions. Your friends may want to invite you to come play games or to go out when you have projects to finish. But please try your best to focus on your studies. When you get up in the morning, I kindly ask you, start your day with a prayer. Any prayer you know, any language. Ask Bhagwan to bless you with knowledge. So as you start your day, you may be successful with your studies. Sometimes at school, it's a little difficult to understand the different subjects you're being taught. If you do not understand, just pause, close your eyes and offer prayer quickly and approach your teacher. Ask them to give you some more information. Our prayer for you at this time is for you to focus on your studies. You must go to school and finish your schooling till up to university level. Because in today's economy, you have to have a university degree to get the average job. You know how challenging it is out there. And I pray in my own humble way, and I ask of you, find a career that you like doing. Parents, please encourage your children. Ask them to find something that they like doing. All our children cannot become doctors, lawyers, and engineers. There are so many other fields that they would enjoy doing. So speak with your children, privately, parents. Ask them what they like doing. And when they choose a career along with your advice, they will be extremely happy. They'll be focused on what they're doing. And more importantly, they'll be doing something that they like doing. And look at it. When you like doing something, you're being paid to have fun. There's nothing greater than that. You like your career. You like your job. You go every day. You get up eager to go to work to make a difference. And you're being paid to do that. But it comes down to one very important point, my dear friends, especially the children. Focus on your studies at this time. You must gain knowledge. With knowledge, you will be able to find a good career. And then you can be able to provide for yourself and your family. So please stay strong. There'll be some difficult days. Like in everything in life, there'll be some challenges. But prayer is the antidote, is the remedy for every difficult situation. Put your trust in God. Put your trust in Bhagwan. Ask your teachers for help. Approach them with humility. In the Hindu tradition, our teachers are our guru. And always try to be respectful to your teachers. When you see them in the morning, it bothers me sometimes in this part of the world. I've seen some videos, I've heard some stories where children are disrespectful to their gurus. It should never be like that. Always show your respect, love, express your gratitude to your gurus, and then they will pass on knowledge to you. That's my little advice to you. I'm praying for you as well. Tomorrow we have a special satsang at our Mandir, Sankat Mohan Hanuman Mandir, 339 West New Road, South in Ajax. During our service, we have a special segment whereby the children are asked to bring one book from school, any textbook. We'll bless that book. We'll go by the altar. We pray to Saraswati Ma. Special prayers for each one of you. We'll tie your right hand, give you raksha as you commence your school year. So think about it, parents, and bring your children at Mandir tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Let us pray for them. Let us wish them well. Let us encourage them so that they can be successful in gaining knowledge.
Pandit, I want to say thank you, and you know, I'm ignorant, and sometimes you bring some light and give me a little bit of knowledge. If you could, I'm sure other people listening, including some Hindus, why Mother Saraswati is considered the goddess of knowledge and music. Why it is we worship her when we do this thing. I remember a few years ago, going back to school, I did a Saraswati Puja for Puja in the Park that I did for children going back. So could you give us a little, enlighten us a little bit about why Mother Saraswati?
Yes, wonderful question, Richard. I'm sure some of you viewers would like to know the answer to this question as well. You see, my friends, generally speaking, people tend to believe that in Hinduism we have many, many gods. They are different aspects of the one reality. They can only be one reality. And when we are spiritual, we know that every religion has their own ways of appealing, of worshipping, of loving this one reality. So our friends from all the different cultures and religions, we worship the same reality. With this kind of thinking, then we live with peace and harmony among each other. Different religion, different races, with this understanding, we love each other, we respect each other. So Saraswati, so we believe, in Hindu Dharma, we have the creating this one reality at the time of creation, which assumes the form of Brahma. Chaturmukha Brahma, the four faces, and Brahma is the creating aspect of Ishvara, of this reality. So anything you create, you need knowledge. You want to create a piece of art, create something, anything you want to create, you must need knowledge to create that thing that you want to create. So likewise, with Brahma, at the time of creation, Brahma along with Saraswati. So knowledge and creation go hand in hand. So Saraswati, when we break the word up, the word Saraswati is a Sanskrit word. Saras means knowledge. And the word Vati is quite popular in the West Indies. We know a lot of our sisters and our Vaujis and aunties naming Meenavati, Premavati, different Vati. And sometimes they don't like the name because they don't know the meaning. So Vati is a suffix. So Saras, one that is filled with the beauty of knowledge. Saras is the beauty of knowledge and Vati is a suffix that goes with it. One that is filled with. So she's called Saraswati. She's filled with the beauty of knowledge. And knowledge is the greatest purifier in this world. As long as we gain knowledge, we become a changed person, a mature person, a cultured person. This is what differentiates us from other species in this world. So Saraswati is filled with the beauty of knowledge and art at the same time. So we appeal to her when we pray, especially students, artists, singers, dancers, different artists, or different people who need knowledge from her. They worship her with faith and devotion, and she confers that knowledge when we approach her in faith and respect and love.
Well, thank you very much, Panditji. And of course, tomorrow we encourage everybody in the immediate area to come by if they're not close enough to the Sankat Motion. We urge you, go to your places of worship, whether it's a mosque, a temple. You know, we need to get some type of protection going into school. And I think, you know, I didn't want to bring this up. It's not appropriate today. But, you know, kids, when we don't get them involved in the mosques and the temples, etc., they go out and they come back and they would have friends that are not of our faith. And then not even of our culture. And, you know, you can't control the heart. You fall in love. You get married. But when you have a strong upbringing and you know a little bit about your tradition and your religion, then you could not only call Baba when you buy a new house or a new car, but, you know, we would be proud of your children to name them with beautiful names and know the reason
Absolutely. Richard, my brother, you touched on a very important point. We need to take our children to all our places of worship of the, based on our religion. And I've seen, you have seen as well, children who go to places of worship, go to mandir, go to the mosque, go to the church with the parents, they always turn out to be decent. They don't get in trouble. They're focused on their studies. They always turn out to be very productive members of society. They don't get in problems. I've seen that all the time. And please remember, it starts with the parents, my friends. The parents must instill these values when the children are small. Don't wait until they become a teenager and take them to places of worship. They'll be bored like every other teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're young, that's the only way you can train those innocent and those innocent and tender minds. You fill them with spiritual knowledge. They're like sponges. They absorb everything they see. Please take them in spiritual environments so they can absorb spiritual values.
And last, I wanted to say to children, if you're listening, you know, sometimes you might be shy. You remember sometime going back to school, you used to be ashamed to eat your aloo and roti. And you're hiding it and you're bringing back your pumpkin and roti. You know, Sanatan Dharma and the Hindu faith and the Islamic faith, we have so many people converting or reverting to those beautiful scriptures and religion. And sometimes we need to take pride and know that this is the longest existing religion, so to say. And you should be proud to know that you're Hindu. If you're Hindu, you're Muslim, be proud. And learn about your religion. Don't be ashamed to practice. Don't be ashamed of your name. Take it with pride because it carries a lot of meaning and significance. What do you want to say about that, Pandit?
Absolutely. I'm in total agreement with you, my brother. We need to give our children proper names, introduce them to places of worship, let them, and you know, when they know their religion and culture, and then they will be proud. For example, a child will be a proud Hindu or a proud Muslim, providing the child knows the basics or the essential teachings of his or her religion. How does the child learn? At home or places of worship. So it is the responsibility of the parents. I see it all the time, and I see the good part of it, and sad to know I see the bad part quite often. When the child grows up and the child has no manners, the child behaves badly, gets into trouble, what can the Panditji do at that time? Panditji can only encourage you, but it is the parents' responsibility. Please expose them to places of worship. Please let them read spiritual books. Let them be proud of their culture. Take your roti and curry to school. You know, my friends, I'll share this with you. If you go to an Indian restaurant, the average Indian restaurant in Toronto, Durham region, you know how many people from all races are sitting there? Most are Caucasian. Most of the Indian restaurants, when you go in, you see people from other cultures. They love our food. Please be proud of. Take your roti and curry. Wrap it up and eat it like everything else, like eating sandwich. This is your culture. Roti and curry is not junk food. It is the most healthy food. That is what we ate when we grew up. Look how big and strong and tall we are. Be proud of your culture. Be proud of your food. Thank Bhagwan that your parents can give you roti, my friends. Children, be thankful for these things. Just thank your parents for the sacrifices they make for you. Just be thankful and humble, touch their feet and get their blessings every morning before you go to school.
Well, I want to say thank you. We want to bring on Pastor Robin and to bring some words of encouragement and prayer. Once again, Pandit, thank you very, very much. Anything else you would like to add in closing?
Well, in conclusion, Richard, I would like to just say thank you to you, my dear brother Richard. I pray in my own humble way, may Hanumanji bless you, give you strength, keep you exactly you are. You don't age. Every time I see you look the same, my brother. May Hanumanji keep you the same way, and may you be blessed to continue to serve our community the way you are doing. Thank you for what you're doing, Richard. Thank you very much on behalf of our entire community.
Thank you for being part of this day. Thank you very much. And again, tomorrow, the service starts at what time? Every Sunday, actually. At what time?
Yeah. 10 a.m. to 12 noon, followed by lunch every Sunday. Please come by.
Okay, so everybody coming out tomorrow. So thank you very much again, and Jai Sitaram.
Jai Sitaram. Take care. Bye-bye. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Well, we do hope you benefited from Panditji's message and, of course, his prayer. Again, don't forget you can drop by to your places of worship tomorrow, and we're encouraging the parents to take the kids out. It's been a beautiful summer, and, of course, getting ready for school could be sometimes challenging. But with the parents' help and, of course, your cousins and everybody, listen, it's a nice time. Go out there and make us proud. We're waiting now for Pastor Robin to give us a call. Pandit Robin Sukhu. Taking a short break, want to say hello and again thank you to all our advertisers on this program. Well, here we go now. I believe Pandit is on, Pastor Robin is on time. Hello, Pastor Robin, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Good afternoon, Richard. God bless you. How are you today?
Very, very well indeed. And I want to thank you for taking the time on such short notice to be with us today. Again, we are trying to bring some words of encouragement and hope. And as I was saying to Pandit Rabindranath earlier, it could be a challenging time getting kids back to school financially, emotionally, you know, and getting everything in place, coming out of a relaxed summer. Kids have to go into a new environment. They could be a little bit anxious, not only for them, but the parents trying to find out a new route to take them. You know, it is indeed. So we're hoping that you could remind us about God's blessing by sharing a bit of God's word and a word of encouragement to our students and parents. So go right ahead, please.
Amen. And I was just listening. I was just listening to the pundit also, and he did offer some words of wisdom and prayer, and that is great. I will be in that same direction. I want to start with a scripture, Richard. It is Psalm 115, verse 14. And it says, "May the Lord richly bless both you and your children." It is everything that we're looking for in life, and we're going to pray for the children, and that's what it's all about, praying for the children back to school. It is the blessing of the Lord, Richard, that we're looking for. And we must believe and trust in the Lord. Believe in the trust in the Lord. So blessing is, another version says, may they flourish and may they increase. May they flourish. Flourish to grow healthy, grow in school, to receive God's favor, receive God's blessing, receive God's wisdom, receive God's knowledge, and receive God's understanding, ability to understand, not only wisdom and knowledge, but as they're in their class, in their school. We know at the first grader, even people, sometimes I've seen people in university, sometimes second year, they wanna drop out because something is fighting their mind. They can't focus. They don't have the ability to understand. Wisdom is also the application of knowledge. So what we learn, we apply it, and that becomes wisdom. Of course, all wisdom, God can give us all wisdom. Solomon was the wisest man in the earth. So we're praying for increase also. Increase in love, increase in the knowledge of God also, because it is God that's going to bring them through. It is God that's going to give them success. It is God that's going to help them in every area whenever there's a challenge. So we'll pray that the Lord will help them emotionally, physically, and spiritually over our children. Emotional, physical, and spiritual protection in Jesus' mighty name. That they will not go through any struggle in their studies. They will not fail and they will not lack, but we will pray that they will be great, great in school, great in study, great in their university. They will pass exceedingly and above. Their mark will be above and exceedingly, not just barely passing. We pray that the Lord will give them strength and courage. May they excel in every area. May they excel in their study. The Lord will make them great, Richard. This is what we're praying right now. May the Lord make them great and successful in life. Make them confident also. Some people are not confident in themselves, but in the Lord, we can assure that they will be confident. May the Lord, we pray that they will know the Lord Jesus, and we pray for their salvation. Look, everything that we're looking for in life, Richard, the blessing, the favor, the grade, the pass, the business, the success, it is all temporary. Why? Because we will all die one day. And that is where are we going next? The Bible says your salvation and eternal life is only in the Lord Jesus Christ. So not only are we praying for things now, we are praying that they know the Lord and they'll receive salvation. We're praying that the Lord will keep them safe and protect them from every evil and every harm, and the Lord will help them. We pray that the Lord will keep them healthy and strong in Jesus' name. And we pray, Richard, also, right now, that may the Lord help them to be obedient to their parents. There's a lot of children that are, as we might say, disobedient. We pray that every child right now that is listening, and we pray that they'll be obedient. We pray that the parents will love them also. And we pray that the child and the parents will have a heart to love God, to love each other, and to love others. And in all things, trust in God and trusting God for everything in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you and may it receive that prayer, Lord. And we speak your blessing, your favor, your grace upon everyone. And as the, your word says, may they excel. May they be blessed. May they be great. May they be strong. May they be confident. And may they pass every subject and give them that wisdom and that knowledge and understanding, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen indeed, Pastor Robin Suku. Pastor, if you could tell us a little bit about your church, and if you are in church tomorrow, where it is, if people want to contact you, is there a phone number?
Thank you, Richard, for asking. So I'll be preaching tomorrow. We're in Mississauga, Dixie and 401. We're at 5920 Atlantic Drive, right near Dixie and 401. That's in Mississauga, 5920 Atlantic Drive. I'll be praying, that offer is there. If you want to bring your children and come tomorrow, we'll pray for them also. Lay hands on them one more time. And they can reach me at 416-565-6397. 416-565-6397. And I want to, just as a final note, parents, speak greatness into your children. Speak confidence. Speak life. Speak life. The Bible says that the earth was covered over darkness. The Spirit of the Lord moved over the face of the water. And it was in chaos. It was void and it was darkness. And God says, let there be. He says, let there be light. So in every one of us, our tongue, it carries power. So lift up your children. Tell them they're great. Tell them they will pass. Tell them they're intelligent. Tell them they're smart. Speak light and let them speak the same thing. Because we have the ability to speak it. When you speak it, it will manifest into the physical. So if they feel like maybe they're great or they're down or they're not confident, no, encourage them in the Lord. It says, you know, the Lord says that you are great and you are strong. And in all things, you are more than a conqueror. And you can make it. And you are courageous. And you will pass in Jesus' mighty name. So just on the last note, speak encouragement into your children's lives. Don't tell them, oh, they cannot make it, and they're a failure. Because once they hear that, that's what they will become.
Great advice.
Speak what you want to see.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Yes. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. And again, thank you for taking time to do this with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Again, we encouraging today, you, the young ones. You know, you might be 18 and think you feel a big, you're still young. You're still our little babies, and you know, on this program, I remember over the years I have dedicated birthday greetings, and proud parents would call and tell me their children was going out to school to do medicine. But a Faruqi daughter, I think she's a practicing doctor now already. We had so many people left and they used to listen to the show, and recently somebody said, Uncle Richard, I grew up listening with you. I say, wow, I've been doing this now for 25 years. So, yes, you could be maybe 5 and 25 years later to tease a big person. But again, we love you. We want to encourage you and go make us proud. And, you know, not everybody has to be doctors. You know, we still need some transmission specialists. We still need some radio personality. You know what I mean? So, Jack, keep you encouraged. Right now, we go to my brother, Maulana Shahzad, as we say, Assalamu alaikum, Maulana. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm very fine. How are you, brother Richard?
Well, you know, normally I would hear a smile in somebody's voice, but you sound a very, very serious boy. How are you sounding like that?
No, I'm smiling at the same moment.
Okay. I don't want to take up too much time, but again, we are asking if you could give your children a little word of encouragement. Parents, you know, it could be challenging for them too. So if you could, you know, share some words of encouragement and offer a small dua for them as we head on back to school. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, knowledge in Islam is very, very, very important. To succeed in this world and in the next world, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the peace and blessings of God Almighty be upon him, he says in a hadith in Bukhari Sharif that search knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So it doesn't matter how old you are, you're supposed to seek knowledge, any type of knowledge. Deen and dunya. What does deen and dunya mean? The knowledge of the religion and the knowledge of the secular knowledge. So the deen is for the religious knowledge, it's for the hereafter. And the dunya knowledge, which is the secular education, is for the knowledge so that you can help and spend on yourself and your family. So this is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran a very beautiful ayah, three words, three powerful words. And it's also a wazifa that you read, that when you're struggling, you read this 500 times. And Allah will open your mind to ascertain the knowledge what you're trying to grasp, or to succeed in the in passing of the examination. And these three words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Rabbi zidni ilma, which means, O Allah, grant me knowledge. O Allah, Rabbi zidni, grant me ilma, knowledge. So this is something which is very, very good to read for the students. Now, I know it's all stressful, going to school, meeting new friends, and also stress on the parents as well. I encourage all the parents that whatever they want to pursue in their knowledge, let them go and achieve their goal. Don't stress, you have to become a doctor, a lawyer, and put all of this stress upon their, the more added stress, let them do what they want to do. And let them achieve their goal, what they want to do. And then they would succeed in life, inshallah. So I'll make a quick dua that may Allah Ta'ala bless the children, keep them safe, let them ascertain the knowledge that they're going to get, and bless the parents. Allahumma ameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الدين وقنا عذاب الميزان وأدخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين ربي زدني علما Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma wa hikna bis-salihin. Ya Allah, Ya Ghafu, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Allah, we raise our hands in supplication to praise you, to thank you, to glorify you, and convey durood, salutations upon your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to his parents, his grandparents, wives, children, grandchildren, tabi'in, taba tabi'in, khulafa rashidin. Ya Allah, as the students and children plan to go back to school, Ya Allah, make this transition easy for them, Ya Allah. Make it easy for them. Let them like their children, their peers, and their classmates, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, make this also the transition easy upon the parents, Ya Allah. Give them both, everybody, the whole entire family, especially the children, khair, goodness, and barakah, your blessings in their lives. Let them ascertain the knowledge. Let them gain the knowledge with ease and comfort, and let them pass their examinations with ease and comfort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless the children and the parents, Ya Allah, for all of their good doings. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad, ma'adini al-juri wal-karam, wa alihi wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, haq la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Thank you very, very much, Azad. And again, words of encouragement, beautifully spoken indeed. And thank you for taking the time. You know, we have just a matter of few phone calls and you were willing and able. You know, and I want to say thank you for that. Well, I know you would be attending so many of the function across the city for beloved Prophet's birthday. Any one that you'd like to let people know about?
I'm not sure on what day it's going to be, because the moon sighting will be on Tuesday, inshallah, but Masjid Nur al-Haram will be having their Milad al-Nabi, Imdad al-Islamic Center will be having their Mawlid al-Nabi, Sheikh Faisal will also be having his Mawlid, Milad al-Nabi celebration as well. But a lot of people will be getting busy, especially myself, in love and respect of the birth of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Inshallah, I hope to discuss and educate the listeners, inshallah, when the time is near, inshallah, to talk about this great birth, inshallah. It's a very beautiful time. My encouragement is to read abundance of durood, not only in the month of Rabi al-Awwal, every day, because you get 10 blessings, 10 sins are removed, and Allah raises you 10 stages in your life. So it's very good to read Durood Sharif as much as you can.
Thank you.
It helps you and builds you spiritually. Brother Richard, may Allah bless you. Bless your whole entire
family and
your daughter, baby Nadia. May Allah Ta'ala make her success in school and make it easy for her when she's going to school and bring her back home safely.
Ameen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Shahzad. Maulana Shahzad, of course, a regular on this program. I want to say thank you very much for being with us. As we continue with the program, we're coming up at 2 o'clock. We have a very special guest. You know, I'm proud to have him on the program today because we are celebrating Trinidad and Tobago Independence. And, you know, he just came up from Trinidad for a couple of weeks and he will be talking to us. Chef Shiraz is with us in the studio. Stay with us at 2 o'clock. We'll be coming back on television. So don't forget, you can watch us on mycstv.com. That's www.mycstv.com. Also on Rogers at 672, Ignite TV at 880, and Bell 659. Again, welcome and thank you for listening.
Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, nestled at 875 Milner Avenue, Unit 106 in Scarborough. Our vibrant menu showcases a variety of mouth-watering Caribbean Chinese and traditional curries to warm roti and flavorful vegetarian options. There's something to satisfy every craving. For a limited time, our party trays, large special chicken fried rice, chicken on top, is only $99, and a small tray is only $65. Regular large chicken fried rice tray for only $90, or small tray for $50. Vegetable fried rice, only $60 for large and $40 for a small tray. Remember, any of these trays can be half rice, half chow mein. Speak with our catering coordinator about your next event. Come join us and let the flavors of the Caribbean wash over you. Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, 416-286-WAVE. 416-286-9283.
Hey, the weekend breakfast platter is back at Roti Roti. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Come choose from boss up shot, fried bake, tartar roti, or mix and match. Enjoy a cup of tea, coffee, or a cold glass of Mori. Our breakfast menu includes fried plantain, roast baigan choker, saltfish and tomatoes, mokarin, pumpkin, fried aloo, shatain, spinach, and chana and aloo. All for only $15, taxes included. Roti Roti, 979 Albion Road. 416-745-9208. Come and enjoy our weekend breakfast platter.
Joy.